Well, did I get some bargains for Christmas this year? I was queued up at one of the big shops, you know, for one of those 40-inch flat-screen tellies on Black Friday. Took a few bruises in the rush, mine. But the box got banged a little bit, but then I got it and got it home. And then Cyber Monday. Spent all morning on the internet. Got a real bargain for an iPad. Can't wait for that to turn up. But best of all, I got a brilliant deal when I saw a second-hand car with low mileage. It's going to be a great Christmas. In fact, it's going to be the best Christmas ever. Now this week, my enthusiasm has been shattered. When I got the television home and opened the box, part of the screen was cracked. In my ducking and diving, I failed to notice that I'd banged it. I took it back and, oh, you should have seen the queue of people on the return section. And then to add insult, the telly is now out of stock. Bad decision. It doesn't end there. I've had word that the iPad orders have been oversubscribed. It's coming from the Far East, and they don't have any clear date as the last shipment was held up in the docks. No joy there. And then, the final insult for me. The police have been around. My wonderful second-hand car had been stolen, and they had rigged the mileage gauge. The tow truck is outside, taking my car away now. Is this what Christmas is all about? I walked lonely through the streets, cheesed off, but I came across a church with a bright light. Outside the church, they had a notice board that had a short, simple message. Jesus is the reason for the season. And then it dawned on me that that's what Christmas is really all about. All the material things will either break down, not arrive, or many other things. But Jesus doesn't let me down, and this is what Christmas is really all about. So just remember him this Christmas, because Jesus is forever.